Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Warden. Last week, Paul taught on how God sees. Today, Paul will be teaching in the presence of God. Let's join Paul now as he teaches in the presence of God.
Paul Warden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministry. We have been talking and discussing quite extensively on a vision and a dream that God has put and placed in each one of our hearts. How we've been reading and talking about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, how God gave Abraham a covenant and a promise, and this covenant and this promise is as the dust of the earth, and it's all filtered down to even today's generation. That same covenant, that same promise that God gave Abraham is for you and me today. All we have to do is claim it. And last time we were together, we talked about how God sees you. How we talked about how we see ourselves, but yet God sees us in a very different way. We talked about Jacob and Esau, where they were twins and they were born together, and how Esau sold his birthright to Jacob, and how God had other plans and other visions and dreams for Jacob. And so from the time of his birth, Jacob never really understood the destiny that was wreaked upon him. Even in the birth process, Jacob tried to prevent his brother from being born first by grasping his heel, which you remember reading in Genesis 25. Jacob's life was a tangled web of adverse circumstances, most of which, of course, he caused himself. He was a liar. He was a deceiver. He was a coward. He was always running from his problems. He was a master manipulator. But that doesn't sound like someone that you would use, or someone that you would trust, but God seen him different. God seen him as someone that he can renew the covenant that he made with Abraham, and something that we didn't see in him, or we don't see in him, or we don't see in ourselves or other people, but yet God does. And now we're going to kind of talk about in the presence of God. Genesis 28, we see a lonely man fleeing from his home. Jacob left Beersheba and traveled toward Haran on the way to his uncle Laban's house, running away in fear for the problems he had created. At the end of a long day of travel, Jacob settled in as night fell with only a couple of stones for a pillow. This sad, solitary figure huddled in darkness on the cold ground does not seem like a man of a God-given destiny. But that night, Jacob had an amazing dream. He saw a ladder set up on the earth with the top reaching heaven and the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Above it stood the Lord, who reconfirmed the promises he made to Abraham, saying, "I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land whereupon thou liest, to thee I will give it, to thy seed, and the seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed." You're hearing that? "In thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. That's the same promise we have. It's the same promise given to Jacob. It's the same promise given to you and I, that God will not leave us. He will not forsake us until he has done that which he has put in our hearts to fulfill for him. Then after we do that, naturally we will forever be with God. What a marvelous experience. Jacob heard the voice of God. He was given powerful promises by the Lord, and his God-given destiny was revealed. When he awoke, Jacob made vows and paid tithes. He also built a monument and anointed it. And you can read this story in Genesis 28, and I advise you to read that. That's a good story. Jacob had been in the presence of God, but sadly, his life had not changed. He was the same old manipulator. He tried to make a deal with God, pledging, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. Jacob tried to strike a bargain with God to bless his plans. Now, how many times have we have done that? It may be a simple little bargain or something we may not even be conscious that we're doing, but think about it when you pray. Are you making promises to God or trying to strike a deal? Well, God, if I can get this, then I'll do this for you. Or if I can go here, then I will do that for you. If I receive this, then I can do what you want me to do. That's not right. Not realizing that God had already promised these things. All Jacob needed, and us, was readily available through the covenant promises given to Abraham, passed on to him, and to reconfirm in his dream. Jacob was in the very presence of God, yet he was groveling, begging, and seeking what he already had. And see, the same way with us. God has already provided it. God has already promised it. All we have to do is claim it and step out and do what God has already provided and given us. What are you begging God for that is already yours through the covenant promises? Are you trying to bargain with God by saying, if you will, then I will? Instead of trying to make deals with God, claim his promises and begin to act upon them. Because the promises have already been made. The covenant has been made. God is not slack on his promises. God does not break his promises. And God does not back away from stuff, and we just claim it. Through faith, it is ours. All we have to do is step out and obey the promises and claim those promises. And this dream and this vision that God has given to us will be a reality. He will provide everything that you need to be a success at this in life. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how I thank you for the promises that you have given to each and every one of us. Father, even though these promises were made years ago, even before our lifetime, they still hold true. God, you have not changed your mind. You have not changed your promises. You have not broken that covenant. It still holds true for us to claim. And Father, I pray that you will speak to our hearts instead of us making bargaining deals with you, that we will already claim what you have given it to us and we act upon that. Father, strengthen us and help us to know that we can depend upon you. And that Father, that you have given us this dream, that you have given us this vision, and that you will not leave us until this dream, until this vision is a success for you. You will always be with us. You will always provide for us. And Father, I thank you for that promise, and I pray that each and every one that hears this will claim those promises, I pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we can get together, and I pray that you will bless these words, that they will touch heart, and that they will help them to realize that we do have these promises that we can claim through you. Be within each and every one of us, I pray, until we meet again. In Jesus' wonderful name, I pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying divine destiny with us and today's teaching in the presence of God. Join Paul next week as he teaches Nothing Changed. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teachings. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.